It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Hey, Hank.
Good morning, young man.
What's going on?
Recovering. I'm recovering. Mm-hmm. Long weekend.
You were playing Twister on Saturday night.
Oh, I tell you what. No.
Solid Gold Dancers.
Yes, that.
That was wild.
But, you know, the baseball game Saturday and Solid Gold Dancers Saturday night. And
Home Talent?
Home Talent yesterday. Yes. And then what did I do Friday? I didn't have a doubleheader on Friday as well. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, but anyway.
A little sore, huh?
A little's not, it doesn't really go with little. Sore, you know, because I'm big.
Are you properly stretching?
Am I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, yeah, you got to see me back there.
It's, really? Yeah. No, I mean afterwards.
Look like Pat Benatar. Just,
really? Yeah. Pat Benatar?
Well, okay.
I don't get that. Let's move on.
Huh. How was your weekend, buddy?
Not even wearing a headband. I don't think I can make you look like her. It was good. Yeah, we were busy, of course. We enjoyed our time at the Race for Grace mm-hmm. at Kroska Park and enjoyed that. Got to see a lot of people out there, and it was well attended. I think maybe the weather maybe held back some, especially, you know, just spectators. because it was really chilly. It was.
And, it was really chilly.
Not to complain like old crotchety guys about the weather, but I said this last week. I don't know that I remember. You expect wind in April. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a part of mm-hmm. Wisconsin. I don't know that I ever remember it being this windy in the month of May.
Right.
And the case in point was last Friday. It was warm during the day. At game time Friday night, we had registered winds in the upper 20s to 30 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cold. I was more concerned about rain coming in, you know, but it was more just a mm-hmm. cold wind. And you go from 90 degrees one day to like 58 the next day.
And or 45 this morning.
And 45 this morning and this week. And the other thing that I'm looking at temperature-wise and forecast-wise is a lot of things scheduled tomorrow in high school sports. It's conference track day. I don't think there's a chance. If that forecast holds true.
It says 100% chance.
Right. And cold winds. And so I'm guessing they're already looking at contingency plans.
Oh, I'm sure. So maybe we can play them earlier.
That wouldn't even help tomorrow.
Like tonight.
Well, tonight would probably be better.
If you're not booked.
If I'm booked, I'm booked. Have something. Yeah.
I don't have an open date. I got Wednesday, and maybe with the end of the season, you may see that.
Yeah. Push them to Wednesday.
Yes. You may see that because I believe the gigs and the churches are completed through the summer
starting
now.
Starting to kind of wind down, yeah. I think. Yeah.
So you'll probably see that this week because I think the last day for let's see, can they play anything after Thursday?
Well,
I think baseball can play. Sorry about that. I think baseball can play next Tuesday. I think that's it.
Softball tournament actually starts for some teams on Thursday.
Yes.
And it'll be, but a lot of times they don't schedule things on Friday just because it's mm-hmm. Memorial weekend and kind of a getaway day and things like that.
Anyway. So where are you going for this Memorial Day?
This Memorial Day, I'll be right here.
Oh, you're not going anywhere.
Oh, no. No.
Do you want me to come in or anything?
Don't have too many plans. You know, in fact, Hank, last night I told my suitcase there will be no vacations this year.
Oh.
Now I'm dealing with emotional baggage.
Yes. I don't think you needed a suitcase for that, Phil. I'm sitting right here. Hey, you know, Phil, I played music in a lot of most night spots in Arkansas, Missouri when I was younger.
Why'd you stop?
Well, I ran out of quarters.
I like that. We're off and running. Chet's Chuckle, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Hey, Hank, do you know why the computer caught cold?
It had a, what was it called? I don't know, Phil.
Well, of course it was a virus, but no, it left its windows open.
Oh.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Oh, and then it's got a call. Yeah. How horrible.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So my son asked me over the weekend, Dad, is it true you got shot in the Army? And I said, no, son. I only got shot in the leggy.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, boy. Hey, why did the deer go to the dentist?
It had buck teeth.
Yeah, it had buck teeth, yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Where does a boat go when it's sick?
I give up.
The boat dock.
The boat dock.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I should have known that one.
Yep. What's the difference between a toilet and a cemetery, Phil?
Oh, boy. I could come up with some
I'm sure you could.
Answers, but I won't. What do you have?
It's absolutely nothing, Phil. When it's time to go, it's
time to go.
Go.
Oh, boy.
What do you get when you cross a centipede with a parrot?
A walking, talking, I don't know.
Yeah, a walkie-talkie.
A walkie-talkie. Oh, boy.
You know, Phil, never use GPS when going to a cemetery. It's not nice to hear that you've reached your destination.
Oh, yes. Please park here. Yeah. Yes. I don't use GPS unless I have to, though. You know?
Oh, really?
It's much more fun to stop at the gas station and ask directions.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's kind of embarrassing when you go back and ask again. Now, what street did you see?
Hey, Phil, how many skunks does it make to make? How many skunks does it take to make a stink?
One.
Just a few.
Just a few.
Yeah. P-H-E-W.
Oh,
just a few.
Few.
I call it few.
Yes. Why did the drum go to therapy?
Oh, Philip. They heard the few?
It had too many issues to beat.
Oh,
thank you.
Yes.
Sixth grade comedy
yes.
club.
Yes, pretty good.
Yep.
I see people out in my age, Phil, you know, we see people out climbing mountains and stuff. And
I know. I just don't like those people.
Yeah. I'm just happy getting my leg through my underwear without losing my balance.
I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. My current issues.
Yes.
I tell somebody the hardest thing they do all day is put the sock on that foot. That's the hard. After I get that.
Have you ever seen those sock helpers?
I know. I need to get some of those.
They're pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, some sock helpers.
Yeah, or whatever they're called.
Yeah. Hamburger helper or sock helper?
Just mix them all in one. How did the telephone propose to its girlfriend?
Oh, it rang her up.
He gave her a ring.
He gave her a ring.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Did the dragon say when he ate the knight?
I don't know.
That was a night to remember.
That was
sixth grade comedy club. That was a closing act right there.
Yeah, Debbie and Joanne are hanging from a pole to see who can hang the longest, Phil.
Really?
Yep. Debbie is showing off by hanging from one hand. Joanne says, I bet you can't do it with no hands. Debbie takes the challenge and loses the contest.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there's, yeah.
Didn't catch that one.
Literally. A shoplifter was caught red-handed trying to steal a watch from an exclusive jewelry store. Listen, said the shoplifter, I know you don't want any trouble either. What do you say I just buy the watch and we forget about this? The manager agreed and wrote up the sales slip. The crook looked at the slip and said, this is a little bit more than I intended to spend. Do you have anything else less expensive?
Oh, yes. Hopefully you're not speaking from experience here, so...
Well, little Johnny came in from the backyard sobbing.
Oh, man.
His mother asked, what's the matter? Dad was fixing the fence, and he hit his thumb with the hammer. He said through his tears, or hit his thumb with the hammer. He said through his tears, that's not so serious, said his mother. Said, and be a big boy, like you shouldn't cry about that. Why didn't you just laugh? Johnny replied, I did.
Daddy didn't really like that.
Daddy didn't really like that. I know I'm winding out of time.
Is this the kicker?
One more after this. This will be the kicker.
All right.
While making sounds, a doctor points out an x-ray to a group of interns. As you can see, he says, the patient limps because his left fibula and tibula are radically arched. Michael, what would you do in this case like this? Well, ponders the intern, I suppose I would limp too.
Yes, it would.
Wow, do not let me get that doctor.
Yeah, right.
Yes. All right, buddy, here's your kicker. This is a pretty good one, I think.
Right. Let me brace myself.
Well, here we go. I had a blind date, Phil, the other night, Friday night.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Let me tell you what happened.
That's why she went out with you, I think. Sorry.
There's the kicker. I had a blind date the other night, but before I was worried what to do if she was really unattractive. My friend told me not to worry. There's an app just for that situation. It's called Mum, Are You Okay? And it schedules your phone to ring just after you meet your date. So if you like her, you just ignore the call. If you want to cut the date short, you answer with Mum, what's the matter? Are you okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I get that all the time. But it works every time. No worries. So anyway, I knocked on the lady's door, and it turns out that I needed to worry at all. She was absolutely gorgeous and stunning. But just when I was about to speak to her, her phone rang. She answered, Mum, what's the matter? Are you okay? Hank's Love Live.
That's a great app to have, though, really. Yeah.
Or just call, just say, hey, Hank, call me when you
call me.
Yeah, call me.
Exactly.
If I ignore you,
that'd work.
Yeah. My luck, I would be in bad service. And
didn't get the call.
Yeah, didn't get the call. Yeah. Buddy, I hope you have a great day. Everybody out there, be kind.